Warning. The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Jackbox Games. Get 5 hilarious party games in the Jackbox Party Pack from the creators of You Don't Know Jack. Now on Xbox One, PS3, PS4, Steam, and more. Go to jackboxgames.com for more info.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. Before we get started, there's a little bit of an expositional road bump that we have to get over. I'm Arnie Niekamp. I'm from Chicago, and I guess it's worth mentioning that Chicago is on the planet Earth. A couple of days ago, I fell through a magical rift behind a Burger King into a magical land called Foon. Luckily, I happen to have my podcasting equipment with me, and I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the magical portal, so I've decided to host a weekly podcast here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur. And this week, I'm joined by a couple of guests. Would you guys mind introducing yourselves?
Hey, this is Chunt.
Hello. I'm Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Grand Master of Light and Shadow, Persuader of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hung Stangus. And I'm also known throughout the realm as Gasmundius Maestar.
What was that name again?
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Grand Master of Light and Shadow. You know, I've been debating Persuader or Manipulator of Magical Delights. Tell me what you think about that. Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hung Stangus. And I am also known throughout the realm as Gasmwindus Mainstar.
And I'm Chunt.
So, Usador, I hear you've got a really interesting quest that you're going on.
Yes.
But before we get to that, I'd like to talk to Chunt a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The future of our realm depends on the outcome of my quest, but let's talk to Chunt.
That's great. We're going to tease that out. We're going to talk about that in the second segment of the podcast.
Terrific.
We all have things going on.
Yeah, exactly. We all have stuff going on.
Of course.
So when I first appeared in this magical land, and it's called Foon, is that right?
Foon, yeah, Foon.
And, Chunt, you were one of the first people I met. You are a badger?
Yes and no. I did sort of stumble upon you while I was hunting. Mm-hmm. I am a badger currently, but I'm sort of a changeling. See, my mom was a manticore, and my father was a hunger ghost.
A hunger ghost?
Mm-hmm. It's the ghost of someone who died while they were, like, famished.
Uh-huh.
While they were starving.
So it's beware a hunger ghost. If you ever meet a hunger ghost, it shall haunt you for all of your days. Yea, and eat not a pretzel around it, nor a creamed cheese, for they shall chase you to the ends of Foon.
My dad's pretty cool. But I basically can, you know, change into different animals.
You can. Oh, I didn't realize that. You know, you were the first person that I met here, and you were so kind to let me shack up with you for a couple of days. And I just thought you were a talking badger. But you can change into other things?
Yeah, it's not at will, but I can eventually change into different animals.
Like, what kind of animals have you been in the past?
Been a goat before, several times. A bear, an eagle, a spider.
A spider?
Mm-hmm.
How does this changing process work?
It's basically whatever creature I sleep with, I then become in a fortnight.
So is it not limited simply to animals?
No.
If you can become a spider, that's an arachnid and not an animal.
I mean, I don't know.
When you say sleep with, are you sex? Sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
I've got a lot of questions. Spider, though.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have sex with a spider?
Well, at the time, I was a cricket.
Okay. Follow-up question.
Before the cricket, I was a bird. Before the bird, I was a cat.
So you were just sexing your way slowly down the food chain.
And then back up. Yep.
And then back up.
I have a tapestry that explains the whole thing. It has my whole history.
I did see that tapestry in your hovel, and I I did not realize that it was a sexual tapestry.
Yeah, each animal is sort of grasping the one in front of it.
Uh-huh.
So that's my path. That's my journey.
I should have looked more closely at what was going on in that tapestry.
Yeah, that's my journey.
Your gifts may help us in the great quest to save all of Foon.
I'm excited to get to your quest, and
yes,
we'll get to that
okay.
in the second
Sorry
segment.
About that.
So, where I come from, having sex with animals is a little bit frowned upon. Is that not the case here? Like, Usador, what is the general thought on having sex with animals in Foon?
I think we've all fingered a spider. it's just a... when you're a young wizard and learning your way about the world, you encounter certain animals out in the wild as you become one with nature and commune with the powers that be in the universe, and sometimes that happens in a sexual manner. I see nothing strange about this at all.
How would you... I don't think I want an answer, but I don't know how you could physically finger a spider.
Consent.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good start. So, John, how long have you been a badger?
Going on about 2 weeks now.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
How often,
not
like...
Not getting any.
Yeah, badgers, I mean, I've been scaring off any potential next body.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Badgers are terrifying. Look at me.
I mean, I thought you were kind of this adorable talking animal. I mean, I'm not, and please don't take this as an insult. Like, I'm not, like... personally interested in having sex with you. I'm just not into having sex with animals.
If you were to become one of the great blue tigers, you could help me on my quest. Yay, to save all of Foon. We must save Foon!
We're going to get to that quest in just a little bit. Okay, so I guess I don't want to dwell on bestiality so much right out of the gate. You know, the listeners aren't familiar with this world at all, and they don't know much. I'd like to sort of talk a little bit about the town that this tavern is based in. It's called Hogface.
Mm-hmm. And it's mostly like vacation destination.
It's a tiny hamlet.
Huh.
It's a wonderful.
A lot of people come
breakfast.
From Foon to escape, you know, the Dark Lord, or just get away from work.
But they cannot escape the Dark Lord, for his power is ever reaching and ever growing, and it is up to us to take on this quest and defeat the Dark Lord.
Who is the Dark Lord?
I speak not his name.
That's supposed to
the dark, say the master. He's often called or the Dark One, and if you say his name, great ruin shall come unto you and your family.
Okay.
So speak not this name.
I don't know his name.
You do not speak it. Words have great power.
Don't say it. Don't say his name.
I won't say it. I can't say it.
Do not spell his name.
If I say it, it's an accident.
Well, learn the name so you don't accidentally say it.
Do not learn the name. Learning the name shall bring great ruin upon ye.
Think about what a Dark Lord might be named. Like, think of, like, 10 possible names and don't say any of those.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I'm...
Kring.
If you thought about
don't
it...
Don't say them, just
was
think
that
them.
Right? Oh,
that's,
so...
That was not correct. But.
If I think of a name that I think could be a Dark Lord's name, mm-hmm. straight up don't say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it. We'll make a list later and we'll write it down and then we'll burn the list.
Will it be a list of names, and one of them will be the actual name, but you won't say which one it is?
Yeah, I will not write the name. Writing the name, giving it shape, will give him more power. You will write names that you think may be it, and then we shall burn the list. Yes, that's the only way.
That seems like
and
a waste
we'll
of time.
And keep making lists until you get it right.
I'm not going to do that.
10 lists every week.
I am going to opt out on that.
It's worth doing. It really is. For the safety of Foon, it's worth doing.
Knowledge of the name is it will bring ruin onto you, but with knowledge there's also great power. If you accept this power, then you can help me in my quest, and you can help control. I'm sorry.
We're going to get to this. I swear we're going to get to this quest.
I apologize.
You mentioned that Hogface is a vacation destination.
It's lovely here.
I've noticed that there's this big road. There do seem to be a lot of travelers that kind of come through Hogface on their way from one part of the kingdom, if that's what it's called, to another. It's this big road, like the North Road?
It goes by many names. It's called the People's Road, the Youth's Folly, the Fool's Errand, Questioning Way.
I have always known it as the Steward's Path.
Blistering Trail, Steward's Path, yeah. Ladyface.
Ladyface?
Yeah, you take it, just go down, take a left on Ladyface, and, you know.
Is it confusing that it has so many different names?
People know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
for names have great power, and if you accept this power into your heart, then you can help me in my quest. And we can control and feed the Dark
Lord. And feed the Dark Lord?
Say defeat. Defeat.
Why would you feed the Dark Lord?
I didn't say that.
It sounds like he said, did you hear feed the Dark Lord?
Defeat the Dark Lord.
Defeat the Dark Lord.
Don't feed the Dark Lord.
If you, why are you whispering?
If you believe in yourself and your power, I know that you can help control and the Dark Lord. I know that only you can do that. You've been sent to me to help the Dark Lord.
I'm not convinced you're saying full words. I can't.
He's in his wizard state.
Wizard state?
Yes. The most powerful wizards in the land, when they concentrate,
and then we shall all be free.
Yeah. You know, that kind of level change that fast is hard.
I'm sorry, I was in the wizard state.
Okay, maybe it's a good idea for us then to segue into what is this quest.
No. Let's talk about Hog's Face.
We're basically known for, we're a culinary destination.
Oh.
Some of the best food you're going to find in Foon. We're also known for our coastal beaches and for our gambling. We have a lot of competitions, a lot of gambling, a lot of tournaments going on.
So people love the Foon food here.
Mm-hmm. Rich, delicious desserts that shall churn your heart into such a blistering, explosive thing. Your very soul will reach out of your body if you taste these wondrous delights, and then you shall weep a single tear if you think of the future of Foon and you know that the Dark Lord is growing in power and that we must do something to defeat him immediately. If we do not gather our forces and take some action to defeat
him, here it comes. He's going to the wizard's state. Do you notice the change?
I do. It's tough. I have to be honest. I'm having trouble following Usador, the things he says, all the way through. Like, even before he starts talking quietly, I find that I'm not really listening anymore.
No, he's just, that's part of the wizard's state.
So we have terrific food
here. Oh, great.
Really wonderful culinary delights.
So if I'm a visitor, so most of the people listening to this are going to be from my world. So if I'm a visitor from my world to
Again,
Foon,
that was called...
Chicago. Well, Earth.
Chicago, okay.
There's a lot of names.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago.
Can we ask, because we told you the story of Hog's Face, it seems tit for tat.
Sure, it is in order. More of your world and the
great powers. How did Chicago get its name?
How did Chicago get its name? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just real.
Let me channel my thoughts and focus. I see here on your device you have dots. Let me connect to this device and I shall see. The windiest city stinking on ya.
This is not the wizard state. I don't know what this is.
I tapped into his Wi-Fi, and I did see the great story of Chicago, and that is a great fire did burn. And like a very phoenix, it did rise out of those flames, even grander than before, spires like you have never seen, great glistening gods pointing to the very heavens. This is an evil place.
And that's how Chicago got its name.
Oh, well.
Usador, I'm so sorry. I don't think we have time this week to talk about your quest. I've been wanting to start a podcast, and I've been reading that they shouldn't go too long. A good way to start initial listenership is to not overstay your welcome with the first couple of episodes.
Perhaps I could return on a future, I don't know, a future, what would you call it?
Guys, every week I'm going to be recording here in the Vermilion Minotaur. You're welcome to come back.
I shall return until I have gathered the forces that shall defeat the great evil master, and yea, the Vermilion Minotaur shall be saved, and all of Fog's Face, and all of Foon. Yes, I shall return, and I shall be here every week until you know that it will be safe for you to be.
While he's whispering in the wizard state, I'm going to remind you to please look up Hello from the Magic Tavern on iTunes. Give us a good rating, maybe write a review. That's the way people can find the podcast and, you know, get the word out that not only that this is an entertaining podcast, but more importantly, there is another world connected to our world. And that I'm sort of trying to spread the word about it.
Can people look up Chunt?
People, I would recommend people do not look up Chunt. Where I'm coming from, I don't know for a fact that it means anything, but I would not Google image search Chunt. I feel like there's a... I don't know. I know that you don't know what that is.
No offense. No offense.
But I feel like it's not... It's not a good thing to look up. So thank you, everybody, so much. And join us next week from the Magic Tavern.
With a delicious ale to wash down.
Well, what a fanciful bit of imagining that was. But remember, it's all pretend. Arnie Niekamp plays himself. Usador the Wizard is played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger is Adil Rafai. All three of them perform with World News Tonight at the I.O. Theater. This pretend experience is produced by Evan Jacover and Ryan DeGiorgi, and edited by Ryan DeGiorgi, with music by Andy Polin and extra audio assistance from Jason Knox. You can find out more about how the show isn't real by visiting www.hellofromthemagictavern.com or learn more on Twitter at Magic Tavern. This entire fantastical situation, haha, was sponsored by Jackbox Games with the help of the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Jackbox Games at jackboxgames.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.